daf is Shkalim Daf Dalit. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal, and also by Moshe and Devora Smith for Refuah Shleima for their daughter Tova Miriam Bas Devora Mindel. She should continue to have a Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we are holding on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah Halacha Dalid on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we're going to discuss who we can take a mashkon and who we take machsa shekel from. Nashim Avadim Ketanim Nachrim Kutim. Who we take machsa shekel from at all, and who we would even take a mashkon from to sort of force them into paying the machsa shekel. And then on the top of Dalid Amud Aleph, we're going to start discussing the kalbon payment, which is an extra payment that everyone has to give along with their machsa shekel for the machlokas, what exactly the reason is, but you give a little bit extra beyond the machsa shekel, and we're going to discuss when we ask ketanim, when we're toveya from ketanim machsa shekel, when we're not toveya from ketanim. We're going to talk about kutim and whether they're gerei emes or gerei arayos, and whether we could bring a raya to that from our Mishnah. We're going to talk more broadly whether we could be mekabel nedarim unedavos from nachrim, and then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss whether this din of paying that extra kalbon is a din da'oraisa or not necessarily a din da'oraisa. It's just something for the money changer, for the money changing fee. And then the Gemara is going to discuss at the end of the daf, when you have brothers, a split of Yerusha, when do we view the brothers as shutfin and when do we view the brothers as just being a part of Tfusas Abayis, being together in a Tfusas Abayis as representatives of their father's estate. So let's begin again. We're at Halacha Dalit on the bottom of the page on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. So Avli Shomrein Mashkin Nashim Avadim Ketanim. Even though he said you're not going to take a mashkon in order to force the hand of Nashim Avadim Ketanim to pay a machsa shekel, Avli Mshaklu Mekalbim Liadam. That if Nashim Avadim Ketanim actually give a machsa shekel, we will take it from them as long as they give it fully over to the tzibur in order that the carbon tzibur should not be brought from Yechidim. Hanachri Vakuti Shashaklu Ein Mekalbim. Them. However, if a Nachri or a Kuti tries to give Machsa Shekel, we won't even be mekabelit from them. The Pasuk says, "Umiyad benecha lo sakriv asechem alokechem mikolele, ki mashchasam ben mumbam, ki lo yiratzu lechem." So it says, beferish, that you're not allowed to be makav a karban, miyad benecha. So a Nachri or a Kuti, even if they want to contribute to the communal funds they're going to pay for the communal karbanos, we cannot be mekabelit from them. But not only Machsa Shekel, the ain mekabel miyadim kinei zavn, v'kine zavos v'kine yoldos. Zavon and zavos and yoldos bring, as part of their Torah process, a set of two birds, shtei torim or shnei b'nei yona, and even though by kutim they have it there, they observe dinei tuma, the chamor goes there not to be mekabel these karbanos for their Torah process, so that we don't come to connect too much with the kutim, and v'chatos v'ashamos, we also cannot accept from them chatos v'ashamos if they violate one of the mitzvos that they're careful about. They violate avodah the Zara, where Yisrael b'chayev v'chatos, or one steals from the other, and then he's a kofar, he denies it, and he swears to his denial, and then he admits that he had lied about it, and that he had stolen, where the halach is Yisrael b'chayev v'nasham. So we're not mekabel from them, because by the parsha of Korban Chatos, the pasuk says, b'nei Yisrael, and we're memayit nachrim from the parsha, and an asham is hukash to a chatos, so whatever is true by a chatos is true by an asham as well, but we will be mekabel from them nedarim unedavos, as we're going to soon see in the Mishnah. So we're not mekabel all of these karbanos that would be chiyuvim for Yisrael. We would not be mekabel from a nachri or from a kuti. However, says the Mishnah, kol zeaklal kol shenidar v'nidav mekabel biadam kol sheino nidar v'nidav ein mekabel biadam. Anything that's brought voluntarily, that's a neder or a nedava, that we will be mekabel from them, like a carbon olah, shlamim, or a mincha, that we will be mekabel from them. But when it's eino nidar or nidav, something that's not brought as a neder or a nedava, we cannot be mekabel from a nachri or a kuti. So all the mefarshim point out over here, the tikkun chadatin and the carbon eda, they all point out that we're mekabel and darm and nedavos because we darsh in the pasuk ish to be marben nachrim, that nachrim are allowed to bring nedarim and nedavos, just like Yisrael is allowed to bring nedarim and nedavos. So the Mishnah Melech in the 10th parak of Hilchos Melachim discusses when a Nachri brings a neder, makes a neder to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, whether he has a chiyuv to actually fulfill that nadar, or it's just, no, we're mekabel from him if he volunteers it. But not that if he makes a nadar that we have to we have to necessarily accept it, that he necessarily, it becomes a chiyuv for him to fulfill the nadar. Because the pasuk of lo yachel dvaro and motzis vasecha tishmar, those are psukim for Jews. It doesn't say that about a ben Noach. So when we darshan from the pasuk to tell me that we're mekabelim if they bring it, there's room to suggest not to be mekabel from the umos ha'olam, so it's telling us we could be mekabel it, but not necessarily that they're mechuyev to do it. So they bring from the Yerushalmi in Maseches Nazir, where there's machlokas whether the Nachri has an iser of bal yachel, and the maskan of the Yerushalmi is that there's no chiluk between the shvur and the neder, and therefore they're both subject to that same machlokas in Yerushalmi. We assume that both by a shvur and a neder, it's a machlokas whether a Nachri is bound by his word when he commits to bring a neder or a shvua. Now in the Avnei Miluim in Simon Aleph Sivkat and Beis, he says that Bnei Noach definitely are not in violation of Bal Yachal and Mosvah Sasecha Tishmar. It's just that since they say they're going to give it, so you have another principle of Amir LeGavoa is Kimasir LeHadyot, that it's Ki'ilu a Kinyan was already made. It's like a Shibud that's already made with the Beis HaMikdash, and for that reason they're obligated to give it, not for the same reason that we would have of having to pay, having to keep our word of lo yachal dvaro, of an iser to violate our word. A separate thing, that it's like a kinyan, that amiras legavoa is kimisiras lehadyot. But be that as it may, certainly a nachri can, and we would be mekabel a neder and a dava for the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein meforish al yidei Ezra. And the fact that we're not mekabel from nachrim, the various karbanos, is pretty much explicit in Ezra. When the Kutim heard that Bnei Yisrael were building a Beis HaMikdash, so they wanted to help also. They said, Nivne Yimachem, let's build together with them. So Shenamra, the Pasuk in Ezra says that Vayomalem Zubavel, and it goes to say, Lo Lachem Velanu Livnos Beis Elokeinu, that they told them that we're not Makabel from you to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's for us. The Pasuk in Nehemiah says, Velachem Ein Chelek Utsdak of Zikaron B'Yerushalayim. So even by Karbanos Sipur, they don't have any sort of chelek in the building. So we'll discuss that in more detail soon in the Gemara. But we certainly see from there that for Bedek Abayis and for the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, we're not going to accept from Nachrim. Now the Mishnah pivots to discuss something relating to the Machsa Shekel, that when a person gives Machsa Shekel, in addition to the half shekel, you're also supposed to add a little extra value. You're supposed to add a kalbon, which is a small matbeya, on top of the Machsa Shekel. Rashi Maseches Becharos discusses why it is. Is it just a money change? Fee. Perhaps the reason for adding the kalbon, for adding this extra amount, is that there was such demand for machsa shekel coins during Chodesh Adar, because everyone was contributing machsa shekel at that time, that the coins actually go up in value. So it could be that when you paid your machsa shekel, what you paid wasn't worth as much as what everybody else paid. And since everyone's supposed to be even, and you have to give at least a machsa shekel, so you have to pay a kalbon to make up for the fluctuation in value. Or it could be that your machsa shekel, as we'll see in the Gemara, that your machsa shekel may not be a full machsa shekel. It may be that the machsa shekel has some impurities or imperfections in it, so you're making up for those imperfections. For whatever reason, we have this additional kalbon. Whether it's a money changer fee or all these other possibilities, we add this extra kalbon when you pay the machsa shekel. So says the Mishnah, ve'elu shechayavin bekalbon. The following are chayiv in paying the kalbon. Levim, Yisraelim, v'gerim, v'avadim, shucharim, all the regular people who are absolutely chayiv to give the machsa shekel, and the people that we would even take a mashkon from to force them to give the machsa shekel, they all have to pay the kalbon. Avalo nashim avadim ketanim, but the kohanim nashim avadim ketanim, but kohanim nashim avadim ketanim do not have to pay the kalbon. Kohanim are obligated to pay machsa shekel, but we would not be mashkin them. We give them the kavod of not taking a mashkon from them to force them into paying the machsa shekel. And nashim avadim are potter mikra din from machsa shekel. shekel, and katanim that are already over bar mitzvah were also not mashkin their pata from the kalbon as well. Hashokel al yad kohen al yad isha al yad eved al yad katan. But if someone pays a machsa shekel on behalf of a kohen, an isha, an eved, or a katan, meaning he gives a machsa shekel for them because he doesn't want them to have to pay it, and or not because he doesn't want them to have to pay it. Over here, we're assuming he's giving it on their behalf as a loan, and they're supposed to pay him back. So then, Potter, he does not have to give a kalbon, because we do not assume that since the shokel, the one who's actually giving the shekel right now, is a bar chiyuva to give the kalbon, that he has to give even when he's giving a shekel on behalf of someone else. No, you look at who he's giving the machsa shekel for, and he's giving it for a kohen, an isha, an eved, a katan, people who don't have to pay the kalbon, even though those are not the people that are making the actual payment. But if he's doing it as a matana for them and not as a halva'a, then of course he's going to be put from the kalbon, because even if you are shokel for a bar chiyuva, you're not going to have to pay the kalbon. So over here it's an extra chiddush that even though you're expecting to get paid back from them, so you're not doing this out of the goodness of your own heart. This isn't just a contribution that you're making, it's a loan. So even then you're put from the kalbon. If a person gives a full shekel to the base of Migdash, half to cover him and half to cover a friend of his, so he says, you know, take this full shekel and I have a friend that this is going to cover as well. Chayiv b'kalbon echad, you only have to pay one kalbon. That's the sheet of the Tanakama, because he assumes that when you give him a tbeya of machsa shekel for your chiyuv, you don't have to give a kalbon. The din kalbon is only when you're giving some other coin and there's some changing involved, because the whole idea of a kalbon is a money changer's fee. It's for the change that's being given. So since you only need one changing of money for that shekel to be mekabel two halves, so you only have to pay one kalbon. Whereas Rav Meir omer shnei kalbonos. No, you got to do two kalbonos, because the Rav Meir holds that anyone who gives machsa shekel always has to have add a kalbon, even if you're paying the exact amount. So even though both people are paying exactly together, they're paying one full shekel, you still have to pay a kalbon for each one of them. Now the hanosin sela. So this is a little confusing. Because what the Torah calls a shekel in the Lashon HaTorah, in the Lashon Chazal, is called a sela. Machtsa shekel in the Torah is a machtsis ha-sela in the Lashon Chazal. And what would Chazal call a machtsa sela? Here's where it gets confusing. A shekel. So anosin sela. If someone gives a sela which has two half shekels in it, so he's giving a shekel, really, what the Torah would call a shekel, v'notel shekel, and he gets back from the gizbarim what Chazal call a shekel, what the Torah would call a machtsa shekel, chayiv shnei kalbonos. So he's got to pay the double fee, two kalbonos. Hashokel al yad oni, al yad shcheino, al yad ben iro. If a person is paying a machsa shekel on behalf of an oni, on behalf of his neighbor, on behalf of somebody else who lives in the city, potter. He doesn't have to add the kalbon because he's giving the machsa shekel as a matana to them, and they don't have to. They don't require that additional payment. V'im hilvan. But if he's giving the machsa shekel as a halva'a that they're supposed to pay him back, then chayiv. Then he does have to pay the kalbon, because then it's as if they themselves are giving and they're obligated to pay when they give for themselves. It's only when someone is doing it out of the goodness of his own heart to pay on their behalf, only then would you not have to pay. In Rabbeinu Meshulam, he says that he's part from the kalbon only if all these people are aniyim. I mean, even though he said aliyad ani, aliyad shcheino, aliyad ben iro, sounds like three different categories. No, it's aliyad ani. Or if your shachin is an ani, your ben ir is an ani, meaning the ani is like a heading, and then these are examples of different aniyim that you might be interested in helping out in their time of need when they want to give a machsa shekel. Why taka are you pater when you pay for other people? So the Rambam writes that you're pater because you're giving to be marba b'shkalim, meaning there is an assumption that some people are not going to give. Not everybody's going to be able to afford to give, and you want to make sure that as much shkalim are given as possible. So really, ideally, you would just write out a bigger check. But the problem is, Pasuk says, Hashir lo yarbeh, v'adal lo yamit. So how are you going to give more if there's a Pasuk, Hashir lo yarbeh? So what do? You find people people who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford to give, and you give for them, and that way you're able to contribute more to the Beis HaMikdash, so to the communal karbanos. So the Rambam says that's why you're pater, because you're just trying to help out. In Rav Moshe, Nigrus Moshe, or Chaim Chedekal, Simkuf Tzadi Aleph, he says that since your primary motivation is just to be marba b'shkalim, it's just that shilo yarbeh, so that's why you have to give for the only, your only choice is to give on behalf of others, and that's why we were not mechayiv in the kalbum, because you're giving more than you were mechayiv to give in the first place. So that's why when you're paying for others, whether it's assuming that we're talking about aniyim over here, when you're paying for others who otherwise would not give, so we're not going to sort of penalize the person that he's got to give the kalbon. Ha'achna shutvin shechayavim bekalbon. If you have another case, you have brothers who are partners, meaning their father died, they divide the Yerusha, and then they become shutvim together again. They decide that they're going to keep the business, instead of dividing up the business into different parts or whatever, they decide they're going to keep everything together. Instead of dividing up the fields and the animals and everything else, they're going to keep the whole farm together, and they're going to be shutvim that run the farm together. So they have a din like any other shutav. Shechayavim bekalbon. Each one has to pay a kalbon when they give their machsa shekel. But all of the animals that are born into that shutfus are p'tur mi'maiser behema, because there's a drasha the Gemara has in Maseches Bechoros that since when it talks about maiser behema, the Torah tells us v'kol peter sheger behema shayya l'cha hazacharim la'ashem, so we darshan yeh l'cha, that it's only if it's owned by an individual, but if it's owned by a shutfus, if there's a partnership in the ownership of the animal, so then there's a p'tur from maiser behema. K'shechayav maiser behema, if they're still chayiv in maiser behema, meaning they never divided the father's estate, so it's ki'ilu, it's only owned by one party, because it's still the father's estate that owns all. It's not that they divide it up and then they join together, so now they're a partnership. No, it's just the father's estate that owns the animals, so then they don't have a din of a shutfus, then they everything is still considered tfus sabayis of the father, so they're chayiv in maiser behema. So that's what the Gemara Maseches Bechoros says, that you might think afilu kanu b'tfus sabayis tamalomar yiyeh, that so the halacha by machsa shekel is going to be that if they give one shekel for the chiyuv of both brothers, then they're peturim min hakalbon, because it's as if their father gave the machsa shekel for them. And we said when you give machsa shekel for other people, you're patur from kalbon. But this is coming from it's not coming from their own money. It's coming from the father's money. It's coming from the father's estate, even though the father's no longer alive. But the estate was never divided. V'kamuhu kalbon. How much taka is a kalbon? So this is a machlokas tanaim. Ma'a kesef to Rameir v'chamar mchatzi ma'a. Rameir says that it's a ma'a kesef, which is 1/12 of a machsa shekel. And the Chum say it's a chatzima, which is 1/24 of a machzis hashekel that gets added on. Okay, so that was a long Mishnah. Now we're going to take it piece by piece in the Gemara. So the Mishnah, so we're going to ask a stira first between this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. Afal pisha amru. So our Mishnah said that even though we don't take a mashkon from nashma v'adam k'tanim, but if they give a shekel, we'll be mekabelit from them halit boa ein tovin, which makes it sound very clearly that if they give, we'll take it from them, but we're not going to ask them for any money. We're not going to ask them for a machsa shekel. But the problem is, the lechora, that's soser, the previous mission that we had in Halacha Gimel. Hacha, in the previous mission, it said that we're not mimashkein kitanim. So atamar tovin, v'hacha, atamar ain't tovin. Now, previously we said, we're not mimashkein them, which implies you're not going to force their hand by taking a mashkon, but you will ask them for the payment. You're going to be toveya the machsa shekel, and over here it says we don't even ask ketanim for the machsa shekel. So which is it? Are we allowed to ask them for the machsa shekel or not? Since the Gemara, the word katan can mean two different things. Kan kshevi shtei saros. In the previous mishnah that said that we're toveya them, we're talking about a katan who's over bar mitzvah. He's already heavy shtei saros, and it's just that he's not yet a ben esrim. He's not yet 20 years old. But kan b'shelo heavy shtei saros. In our mishnah, where we say that we're not even toveya the katan, we don't ask them for any money. That's talking about a child. That's talking about someone who's under bar mitzvah. He's not a bar chiyuva at all. So the word katan in the two consecutive mishnayos mean two different things. Vaiter in the mishnah, hanachri v'akuti. We said that if a nachri or a kuti give a shekel, we're not mekabel from them. We're not mekabelit from them. So we're going to have machlokas tanaim that we have throughout Shas about a kuti, and we're going to have to try to figure out whatever the status of a kuti is. What's our mishnah assuming about the status of a kuti? It's a machlokas throughout Shas. So Amar Rabbi Ba, Tiftar, Kemandi Amar, Kuti Kenachri. That we should explain that our Mishnah is assuming, like the Shita of Rebbe, who holds that a Kuti has a din of a Nachri. That when the Kutim were Megayir, they were not Gerit Tzedek, and therefore Kutim are together with Nachrim. Whatever we exclude Nachrim from, Kutim are automatically excluded from as well. This Balgin, because you know it's a machlokas in general about what the status of a Kuti is. Kuti kinachri divrei Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, lomar Kuti ki Yisrael l'chol davar. That Rebbe holds that a Kuti has a din of a Nachri, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says no. A Kuti has a din of a Yisrael, of a full-fledged Jew. So according to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Kutim should have been chayiv in Machsa Shekel. So it turns out that our Mishnah, who patters a Kuti from Machsa Shekel, is against Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, because if you hold the Kuti is Mamish Ger Tzedek, why would he be patter from Machsa Shekel? We already said that Gerim are chayiv in Machsa Shekel. So the Gemara says, you know what? Our Mishnah might even be going like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. I'm Reb Lazar. So Reb Lazar explains, how could it be that our Mishnah follows even Rebbe Shimon Gamliel? Because it could be that when we say Anachri V'akuti, it should be Masnisa B'Nachrim Habakutim Lo. Maybe the din in our Mishnah is only about Anachri. It should not be Anachri V'akuti. The Gersa should be just about Nachrim. But by Kutim, we don't have such a din. And we are Mekab Machsa Shekel from a Kuti. V'tani Kain, and we have a Brisa that says explicitly like this, that we're Mekabel Machsa Shekel from a Kuti, because the Pasuk says, the actual Pasuk reads, Daber al-Bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem Adam ki yakrim mikem korban l'Hashem. So we darshan Adam l'rabel sasagerim mikem lotzias amumarim, that Adam comes to include gerim, so now we darshan Adam to include Gerim in the carbon, but Mikem to tell me that a Meshumad, someone who rejects Kolata Rakula, an absolute Mumar, you're not Mekabla from. A Kuti is not that. A Kuti is not a Meshumad the Kolata Rakula. Kutim are Nizar in many, many things. So Kuti doesn't fit the category of that which we exclude from paying for the Karbonos HaTzibur. So the Gemara asks in Rabbi Lazar, Masisa Pligal Rabbi Lazar, from the Hemshech of the Mishnah, you see that it's not like Rabbi Lazar, where he's not goreis the word kutim in our Mishnah. How do I know that we are goreis the word kutim in our Mishnah, and that a kuti is like a nachri from our Mishnah's point of view, and therefore is excluded from paying the machsa shekel for the communal korbanos? Because the Mishnah says, ein mekabel miyadam, kine zavin, vizavos, kine yoldos. So who exactly is that talking about? That's talking about a nachri? V'chiyesh, kine zavin, vizavos, benachrim? Is there even such a thing by a nachri? You know, the pasuk by the parsha of Ziv, says Bnei Yisrael, and we darshan that in Maseches Nida that Bnei Yisrael or Metabin Beziva of the Chavim don't even have Tumas Ziva, of the Chavim don't even have Tumas Nida, Ziva, Zava. All of these are Yoledes. So if they're not Shaykh in any of these Tumas, of course they're not going to be Shaykh in the Karbanos that you bring on account of the Tuma. So I need a Mishnah to tell me that a Nachri doesn't bring these Karbanos, they never have the Tuma. Of course, it's not even Shaykh. Ela Reisha Benachrim. So it must be that the Reisha that talks about, meaning must be the way you want to touch it up, is that we weren't talking about Kutim in the first part of the Mishnah, and we said not to accept the Machsa Shekel from them. So that's only about Nachrim. That's not about Kutim. And Sefer B'Kutim? And the Sefer where we start talking about not being Makabel, Kinezav, Mzavos, Vyeldos, that's only about Kutim? So the Mishnah doesn't fit. It switches topics right in the middle. So says Gemara, as Gemara often does in the Bavli, says here in the Yerushalmi, Kenu, Reisha B'Nachrim, Sefer B'Kutim. Sometimes we have two different topics, and the Mishnah switches without telling us midway through a sentence. It switches from one topic to the other. Say Nachinami, according to Rabbi Lazar, the way you have to say it is that the first part of the Mishnah is talking only about Nachrim, not about Kutim, because Kutim are allowed to pay for communal kabanos, because they are Gerei Tzedek, and the Seifa is talking about Kutim when it talks about the Kinei Zavim, the Zavos, and Yoldos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan B'Tchila, so now the Gemara is going to discuss accepting funds from Nachrim. So in general, donations for the Beis Hamikdash from Nachrim, from a non-Jew. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. B'tchila, ein mekablem lo davar mesuyim v'lo davar sheinu mesuyim. Initially, when it comes to building the Beis Hamikdash, so you're not supposed to accept from them a davar mesuyim. A davar mesuyim is that they're going to give something, an item, that everyone's going to be able to look at that item and say, oh, that was a donation of. As opposed to when you give money, and it could go to pay for some of the carpeting, or it could go to pay for some of the windows, or whatever. But something that's a donation of. So the example of Gemara Arachan gives is that they used to have these tiles on the top of the Beis Hamikdash that had these pointy things sticking out of the top so that the birds would never sit on the Beis Hamikdash. Sidur, because that would be a bizayon to the Beis HaMikdash. So those tiles were very recognizable, they were very noticeable. So someone's going to bring the iron tile that he's going to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, so, and he's going to donate that. So that's a Dover Mesuyam. You're not allowed to accept that from a Nachri, but not even a Dover She'ena Mesuyam, where it's not something that's so obvious, and even if the Beis HaMikdash is not going to use the item itself, they're just going to sell it and use the money to buy whatever the needs are, but we're choshesh that there's a problem with that as well. Ubisov, we'll see what the problem is. Ubisov, and then at the end, after the Beis HaMikdash was already built, and now it's only about upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, so mekabel and davar she'ena mesuyam, mekabel and davar mesuyam. Now we're going to be mekabel at least the davar she'ena mesuyam, something that you cannot easily identify. But we're still not going to be mekabel a davar mesuyam, because it's a g'nai that they're going to be mispire that a nachri will be able to show off that look, it's my donation that's being used in the Beis HaMikdash. But that is the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar bein b'chila bein b'sof ein mekabel lo davar mesuyam lo davar she'ena mesuyam, a much harder line against accepting donations from Nachrim, that both in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash and in the ongoing upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, no accepting any sort of donations from Nachrim. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So again, Rabbi Yochanan said at the initial stages of building the Beis HaMikdash, nothing. But once the Beis HaMikdash is up and running, as long as davar she'ena mesuyam, it's okay. So davar she'ena mesuyam would be okay. So Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, no, nothing. Not a davar mesuyam, not davar she'ena mesuyam, not when we're building, not after we build. So I asked the Gemara, Masisa, Pligi al Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that goes against Rabbi Yochanan, because the brisa says, "Ein mekabel mein hegdish unadava lebedek habayis." Now, stam hegdish and bedek habayis means it's after the Beis HaMikdash was already built, and says that we're ein mekabel mehen. So it sounds like we're not mekabel at all, even the davar she'ena mesuyam, even after the Beis HaMikdash was already built. So patala, Rabbi Yochanan explains that the brisa is saying bein betchila, bein besof ubulvad davar mesuyam. No, you're right. The brisa is talking about after the Beis HaMikdash was already built. But who said the Brice is talking about even a Davar She'ena Mesuyam? Maybe the Brice is only talking about if you have a Davar Mesuyam, if you have something that can easily be identified. That's what we're not going to be Mekabel. So now the Gemara is going to bring sheet of Reish Lakish again, but this time we're going to ask on Reish Lakish. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Amar Bein B'chil Bein B'sof, Ein Mekabel Ein Lo Davar Mesuyam. So we said, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that you're not allowed to accept anything. Not before the Beis HaMikdash, not as the Beis HaMikdash is being built, not after the Beis HaMikdash is built, not a Davar Mesuyam, not a Davar She'ena in a Mesuyam, nothing. So Masnisa Pligi al Rav Shimon ben Lakish. We have against Rav Shimon ben Lakish Tani, because in Meseches Arachin there's a Machlok Shamei Rabbi Yehuda. So the background is, there's Machlok Shamei Rabbi Yehuda, if a Nachri says if a Nachri is Nerach Avalo Marich, or he's Marich Avalo Nerach. What does that mean? He's Nerach Avalo Marich, Marich Avalo Nerach. So Rashi in Meseches Arachin explains Nerach means that a Jew says Erko Alai, that he says that the Erech of a Nachri is he's committing to pay based on the age and the gender of the Nachri. So that would mean Akum is Nerach. Avalo Marich, but if the Akum himself says Erki Alai or Erech Ploni Alai, then it's Lo Amar Klum. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says Marich, if the Yisrael says Erko Alai, then he does have to pay Avalo Nerach. But if the Nachri says that he's committing to pay the Erech, then it's Lo Amar Klum. So that's a machlokas that Yabitu Ramei Rabbi Yehuda Masech Sarachim. But Hakol Shavin Sheinodim V'Nidarin. Everyone, both Tanam, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda say, both agree that if a Nachri says, Dami Alai, Dmei Yisrael Ze Alai, either I'll pay my own value, I'll pay the value of this Yisrael, we are Mekabel, we're Mekabel that from him. Now, Stam Damim goes Lebedek Abayis, and apparently we're Mekabel that which he's paying, which is going to go Lebedek Abayis. So, Patala Ola. So, Rabbi Shimon Malakish explains the Mishnah when it says, Nodrin, if the Nachri is Nadar, it means that we bring a Karban Ola. That it's a din of a carbon that we're mekabel from him, not bedek habayis, meaning einachinami. Donations from a Nachri can come in, but it cannot be used for the Beis HaMikdash itself. It could be used for karbanos that are being brought in the Beis HaMikdash, but even according to that Mishnah, Maseches Arachin, it does not mean that you're allowed to use for Bedek HaBayis itself, because Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish would tell you that you're never allowed to use for Bedek HaBayis from a Nachri, whether you're building the Beis HaMikdash, whether the Beis HaMikdash is already built, whether it's Davar Masuyim or Davar Sheinu Masuyim. So the Gemara asks on this, wait a second, Nicha Nodrin. That makes sense if you say Nodrin Ola, that you could, that if we're talking about Nodrin, you could say that it's a Karbonola, that a Nachri takes a Neder to bring a Karbonola. But Nidarin Ola? How are you going to explain Nidarin Ola, that a Nachri is going to, that I can be Nidar on a Nachri to bring a Karbonola? That I'm going to make a Neder for the Nachri, that he's going to bring a Karbonola, and he has to all of a sudden bring a Karbonola? Why would he listen to me if I say that that I take a Neder, that the Nachri brings a Karbonola? So, Ella, no, what does Nidarin mean? Nidarin means Kshamar Yisrael Hare Alai Ola. Yisrael commits to bring an Ola himself. He's not committing for the Nachri, but Veshama Nachri Vamar Mashamar Zeh Alai. And the Nachri says, yeah, me too. What that guy said, me too, I'm going to do that also. So it's his own commitment, but we call that Nidarin. Nodrin would mean if he thought of it himself, so he stamped, took a Neder to bring Karbonola. Nidarin means that he latches on to an existing Neder of someone else. So now the Gemara asks, according to all the Shittos, that we're not allowed to take a Davar Masuyim from a Nachri, Ve'inu Mevi Imo Nesachim, wait a second, when he brings Karbonos, doesn't he bring Nesachim with the Karbonos? And what happens if there's some extra Nesachim? So he's bringing a little bit of oil or wine or whatever that goes together with the Karbon. So what happens if there's extra? So most of Nesachim, lo l'klei sheres inun, don't we take the extra Nesachim and use that to pay for klei sheres? Sinim to maybe Davar Masuyim. So then it turns out that the Nachri's donations, the Nachri's contributions are being used for a Davar Masuyim in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a kash on everybody, because no one held that a Nachri is allowed to bring a Davar Masuyim, not Rabbi Yochanan, not Reish Lakish. So I answer the Gemara, Heisa Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon, Vataninon, Ne'erachin. Then he said, I'll answer your question with a question, a very Jewish thing. He says, I'll ask you another kasha, that it says in the Maseches HaRachin, in the Reish of the Mishnah, that Ne'erachin, that according to Rabbi Meir, a Nachri is Ne'erachin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a Nachri is Ma'arich, that if a Nachri says that Erech Yisrael Olai, that the Erech of this Jew, I'm going to pay, he has to pay. V'orchin lo lebedek habayis inun. Well, wait a second. The money of Arachin, where does that go? Doesn't that go to bedek habayis? So isn't that a cash even on Rabbi Yochanan? How could we kabbal a davar masuyim from them? It's going to go to pay for bedek habayis. Seich ma'adat tamar taman. So however you can answer that over there, you can answer our question over here. Meaning sometimes the Nachri pays for something else, and when he pays for something else, that money is going to end up in bedek habayis. So how is that okay? So the shemayim u'miskavein, because he's being miskavein l'shem shemayim, because he thinks that it's needed for akrava on the mizbeach. He doesn't know what they're doing with his nedava. Umeilein ban the bedek habayis. It just happens to be that it ends up paying for bedek habayis. So kenata amar avachas. So you could say the same thing over here when it comes to the extra nesachim. When he brings a karban and there are nesachim that he brings along with it, l'shemayim u'miskavein umeilein ban the bedek habayis. That he is kavana is l'shem shemayim, and it happens to be that it's going to be brought lebedek habayis. So ma avid la Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So I asked the Gemara, okay, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we could explain that since the guy has no idea, there's not going to be any iser. But what about Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says you're not allowed to take anything from a Nachri. Bein b'chila, bein b'sof, bein davar masuyim, bein davar sheinu masuyim. So what difference does it make if he knows about it or he's not, he doesn't know about it? It's not about his kavod, it's not about anything else. We're just not allowed to take anything from him. So why should it matter? So patala lo lechem v'lanu livnos beis elokein. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish would answer based on the pasuk in Ezra that the iser to be mekabel from a Nachri is dafka when he's able to be mispa'er b'nidvaso. He's able to show off and feel good about his nidava that went for doing something in the Beis HaMikdash. But over here, the Nachri has no idea where the money goes, so there's nowhere to be mispa'er. There's nothing to point to say that my money paid for that. Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Simon shal me'ata, that we add on to this idea that just like we darsh in the pasuk of lo lechem v'lanu livnos beis elokeinu, that it's not for you, it's for Klal Yisrael to build the Beis HaMikdash, so we're not mekabel from bedek habayis, we're not mekabel from Nachrim, so too, ain mekabel mehem l'amas hamayim, we're not going to use their money to pay for the amas hamayim that's going to help the Ole Regel to drink on the way up and to feed their animals, ulechom osi'irim d'loseha, and for the walls of the city and the towers of the city, the watchtowers of the city, al shem shneemar, v'lechem ein chelek, the pasuk says in Nechemia, v'lechem ein chelek, u'tzedak v'zikaron b'Yerushalayim, that we're not allowed to be mekabel a nedava from a Nachri, through which they will have a chelek in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has to be paid for by the Jewish people. There is a discussion, there's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer in Yardes and Reish Chaf Hei, what about a Beis HaKnesses? Do we say, we know that the Gemara Maseches Megillah Darshins, as we heard so many times over the course of that weekend of Chanukah Sabayis, that a Helech Mikdash Ma'at, that a Beis HaKnesses is considered to be a Mikdash Ma'at. So in what sense is do the dinim of a Beis HaKnesses, do the dinim of Beis HaMikdash carry over to a Beis HaKnesses? In many places, in the world, the Ad Hayom probably, any house of prayer is designated by the Iriya, that the local municipality designates certain plots of land that's designated for house of prayer, and that's owned by the city. And so, are you allowed to accept that? Can you have a Beis HaKnesses that's given so in Eretz Yisrael, it's one thing, it's by a Jewish government, but you have non-Jews that are paying for that are essentially owned. The Beis HaKnesses. So the Ramah in Yerudan, Simresh Nundalit, says we are allowed to be Makabal Mamon from Nachum for Binyan Beis HaKnesses. It's only from a Mumer that we're not Makabal, but from Nachum we are allowed to be Makabal. In the Sefer Orchos Chaim, he writes in the name of the Shvili David that even though Guy that's Misnadev to Beis HaKnesses from Makabal from him, but to that's only a Nadavid to the Beis HaKnesses, but to help out in the Binyan Beis HaKnesses, meaning our Gemara, it made a chilik between when they were originally building, and once it's already built, to keep it going. So maybe that's a chilek in halacha as well. So that's a major discussion in the poskim. A lot of the poskim point out, maker is probably mutter, but just be careful, because if we're going to be mekabel contributions from Nachrim for Beis HaKnesses, what's going to happen when they need to build their houses of worship? They're going to turn to us, meaning you're going to turn to your Nachri colleague and say, "Ah, oh, our shul is doing a charity campaign, can you help us pay?" And next week they're going to say, "Ah, oh, our church is doing a charity campaign, can you help pay?" And that's a serious halachic problem to contribute to something like that. So first, Chachamim of Barosho, you have to see what's gonna be in the future and not to fall into that trap. So Masnisa, back in the Gemara, Masnisa to Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Meir, Dom Rabbi Meir, Kshem Shishikla Torah, Kach Kalbano Torah, that just like the Maksa Shekel itself is a Dindar Raisa, the Kalban is also a Dindar Raisa. Ksav Rabbi Meir, Benosin Shikla Shalem, Benosin Shikla Shalem, Shukhaiv Bekalban, that even if you pay a Maksa Shekel, and you don't need it to be changed for anything, you're giving the actual coin, you still pay a kalbon. Damra Meir, Kamin Matbeya Shalei Shalzei Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitachs Kisik Vodo, Ve'erol Moshe V'amar, Zayitnu Kazayitnu. And how do I know that you still pay a kalbon on a Doraisa level? Because HaKodesh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe Rabbeinu the Machsa Shekel. What does one have to do with the others? Just because HaKodesh Baruch Hu had to show it to Moshe Rabbeinu? So some of the Rishot, it's a major machlokas in the Mefarshim over here. So the Kabbar Ne'edah explains, HaKodesh Baruch Hu showed him a Machsa Shekel that was perfect. And we don't have such a perfect coin. So mainly you always have to add a kalbon in order to make it perfect. Other mefarshim say, no, a machsa shekel Moshe Rabbeinu knew what it looked like. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a kalbon, and then Kazei knew that on top of the machsa shekel, you also have to pay this. If you give a seller and get back the shekel of change, then you have to pay shnei kalbonos. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, that din of giving shnei kalbonos to Rameir, that assumes like Rameir, that machsa shekel is a chiv min haTorah that you have to give no matter what. Rameir, according to our mayor, the gizbar is mekabel shnei kalbanos, one for the extra beyond the machsa shekel that you give, and the other for the shekel that he gives back. So we have to pay for the prita in both directions. Detanya elu chayavin bekalbon kalbon echad. The Rabbi Meir Amar Shnei Kalbonos, that the Tanakhama says one kalbon, that if you know Sin Sela and you know Tel Shekel, you only pay one kalbon. Or Meir says it's two kalbonos. Umar Rav. Rav says that no, not like Rav Lazar. Divrei Kolhi. Our Mishnah is assuming like every Shita, that even the Tanakhama's Moda, that you have to give Shnei Kalbonos over here. It's not only like Rav Meir says that a kalbon is a Din D'Oraisa. Dom Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says that when you give a Sela and you get back a Shekel, you give Shol one for the fact that you didn't give the matbeya of maksa shekel, a second kalbon for the money changing on the matbeya that you get back in exchange, and then a third kalbon for the fact that the Torah requires a kalbon for maksa shekel. Oh, so for a mayor, because he holds that kalbon is din d'oraisa, is going to say you have three kalbonos over here, so that means the Tanakhama is going to say there are two kalbonos over here. So when our Mishnah says that there are two kalbonos, it's going l'divrei hakol, so because it's at least two according to everybody. Al date de Rav, according to Rav, the way he understands Rav Meir, shlosh kolbanos inon, there are three kolbanos, and Tanakam would hold only two kolbanos. So asra b'yirmi Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak b'shem Rav, shlosh kolbanos inon, echad shekel shunosin ve'echad shekel shunotel ve'echad l'dvar Torah, and many others agree with that assessment of the Mishnah that there are three, one for each. Shunotel Shunol Sein, and for the Dvar Torah, for the Dindar Reisa. Hachin Vashutav and Shechavin Bechal Pturim Meisa Behema, Bishacholku Vachazim Nishtatfu. When is it that when brothers become partners, that they're Chayavin Kalbon and they're Pater for Meisa Behema? That's if they divided their estate and then they became Shutfim again. So then they have a din of Shutfim. Shechayav Meisa Behema Pturim and Akalbon, Bishalo Chalku. And when do we say that they're Chayavin Meisa Behema, but they're Pater from paying the Kalbon? That's if they never divided the estate at all. So Amr Labazar, Vehin Shechalku Gedayim Keneged Tiyashim. That's if the original division was not taking each item and going 50-50. That this one took the Gedayim, that one took the Tiyashim, so they really split, they really went their separate ways and then joined back in a partnership. But if they originally split everything 50-50, then that has a din of Yerusha, that's not really a Kinyan, where they were then Mishtatef again. Amar Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. That they still have a din of lekuchos, even if they split everything 50-50, and the vlados that are born into the flock are going to be put from meiser behema, like the Mishnah Becharos tells us, halakuach, that which you buy behemos, v'shenitim l'bematana, are put from meiser behema. That's darshan based on a pasuk, so we assume that they have a status of lekuchos, even when they divide everything perfectly evenly. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Rabbi Chiya Omar at the bottom of the page. Yeah.